Good morning with us, our political observer, Alan Shartok. Alan, Ebola is now in New York City, a doctor in New York. Dr. Craig Spencer was placed in isolation while healthcare workers are spread out across the city to trace anyone he might have come into contact with in recent days. Meanwhile, public officials from New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, all urging calm in this situation, saying they're following the proper plans and protocols. Even President Obama now offering federal support in New York for this. But it's in New York City.
Right, David. This was inevitable. Obviously, planes go back and forth. Some of our most courageous doctors have gone abroad and to Africa to help fight this thing. They're going to come back. It's going to happen. We will now hold our breath and wait to see what happens. If, in fact, nothing happens, that there won't be any transmission from this particular patient, then people will calm down. But if it turns out that other people who came into contact with this person are identified and do turn out to have Ebola, then that's going to be another whole situation. You know, there's a lot of unintended consequences here. You know, there's that wonderful old folk song that everybody plays called A Long Black Veil, because he was in the arms of his best friend's wife and she couldn't testify and save his life. What happens in a case where an Ebola patient turns out to have had a clandestine love affair with somebody who can't talk about it? I'm not saying, of course, that this guy did. You know, there's no such indication at all. But it's a pretty good idea of where something like contact tracing can go wrong. And it is something that we have to very much be aware of and be prepared for.
Obviously, no matter how much calm is urged, people are frightened by things like this. And you have the media discussion, even on the Media Project this week, about how we cover this issue.
Well, damned if you do, damned if you don't. I mean, if in fact you don't do it, people say you didn't warn us, and as a result, this thing may have taken off. I mean, people have a right to know, and I think intuitively, the people who run the media understand, and the various components of the media understand, this is something people want to know about. So we're not in the business of not giving them information. However, the creation of hysteria is just dead wrong, and that's a matter of balance.
Let's turn to something a little less serious, although it does have to do with New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. Of course, his book, All Things Possible, is out in its first week. It sold 945 copies.
Yeah. I think that's because, you know, the public sort of sees this as a vanity publication. And also, it cannot be good news for him in terms of his popularity and national ambition.